Hello, thanks for being here. This is a short talk on the wisdom that we can access inside of us. It's interesting in life, many of us orient to wisdom being outside of us. Like as we're raised, we were taught a bit to look to leaders and authority figures or to traditions or customs, or to people who seem to have their lives figured out. As we become adults, we look at these things, but also in certain workplaces, there's values and missions and leaders. We have family elders and religious values. In these days, there's a lot of authors, speakers, podcasters that we might look to just for how to lead our lives or when we're struggling or for inspiration. But when we look exclusively outside of ourselves to others' thoughts and ideas, we can really overlook a wealth of wisdom at the depth of our own being, like how we authentically tick and what will truly work inside of our own selves. And as we are kind of paying attention to what we think of as wisdom or guidance out there in the world, or what people are imposing on us, we can disconnect from our own humanity, our own hearts, our own authenticity, and our own wisdom, just in service of meeting societal goals and standards, of getting approval, being included, being liked. But in truth, like it's really only you that knows how your aliveness and energy are ignited. It's only you that can truly detect, like when you're doing certain activities, like scrolling social media posts or having certain conversations. It's only you really that can detect, like when your life force is actually getting drained. And so this is a positive view of your human nature. There's an assumption here that our essence really has joy and wisdom and peace, and that we can lead our lives and heal ourselves from our most core self. And maybe our disconnection from our own inner rhythms, wholeness, wisdom, and humanity that we have at times, many on this planet have, that this disconnection kind of from ourselves in service of meeting others' norms or standards or that this disconnection is being mirrored externally with the planet's resources being unnecessarily consumed at an unsustainable rate. Maybe if each of us tuned into our own inner wisdom, really knew our own goodness, really aligned with just doing things that make us thrive, that we'd relate to the planet better and abuse it less, consume less, and that we would thrive and the planet might thrive more. Maybe we'd even enjoy our lives more. And maybe all this productivity that's getting done in our culture would shift to be more mutually sustaining and enlivening for all of us. When connected to your inner wisdom and wise self, you can weather major life disruptions without them taking you down for too long. And you can make clearer and harder decisions. Your inner contentment, your own sense of wholeness, your authentic expression, and your own cessation of seeking happen in slightly different ways than other people. And deep within you, you know the rhythm of your own soul, what truly replenishes you after your lights have gone out, what generates your energy, when you engage with it in life. Like what thoughts, what ideas, what actions, what people, what experiences give you that like spark or make you feel more human, authentic, or whole. And as we connect with kind of a deeper, wiser place within ourselves, we can face and be with the less desirable aspects of ourselves, like the dark nooks and crannies that we all have. Be more humble and able to face the ways that we're currently failing ourselves and others, and how we have in the past. To be able to take new action as we go forward. Your true self is inherently whole, innately good, and knows how you get energized and thrive. It's naturally self-healing. It knows your intuitions and gut feelings. It can self-regulate and self-nurture. It has more access to all of your intelligences, like your kinesthetic, emotional, spiritual, and sensory intelligences, not just your thinking mind. It's your inner presence. So your basic essence, your core self, you have this wisdom underneath at your base. And so at your base, you want to thrive, be meaningfully engaged, to love, to know peace. You want to be expressed and feel you belong. You want to be known and accepted no matter what temporary state you're in. And all of us, there seems to be some sort of awareness, consciousness, or attention that's registering all of our life experiences. It was here noticing your 6th birthday. It was here when you graduated from primary school. It was here when you became aware of the pandemic. It was here when you ate your most recent delicious meal. There's something that's been here, like through all of our years, through all of our moments, through all of our life experiences. And even though just about every cell in our body regenerates every 10 years, it's not even the same as it was 10 years ago. Something is the same here. Like our body changes, our thoughts change, our circumstances change. But some sort of continuous you is registering all of your life experiences. This is not your thoughts, it's not your experiences, it's not your memories. It's what's aware of them. Deep in most religious traditions, they point towards this ground of being within you and within everyone. Christians call it the soul, Buddhists call it Buddha nature, Hindus call it Atman, Taoists call it Tao, Sufis call it the beloved, and Quakers call it the inner light. The rhythm of your own soul. Just think of moments that you felt in flow, like when you're engrossed in cooking, hiking, coding, dancing, or traveling. This state is characterized by confidence, deep concentration, and a lack of concern for reward beyond the activity itself. A sense of mastery and well-being, stepping out of the constraints of time, losing self-consciousness. And this flow state people can even feel like in a state of transcendence, like when they're doing something like physical or cleaning or making love or something that like has them really just engaged in the task itself, like not for the reward at the end necessarily. And self-consciousness can drop. No thought about what you're doing as you're in it. You're just in the doing of it. And often these times we feel most like ourselves when we're not thinking about what we're doing. And we suddenly have more access to who we really are. And so this is like a non-conceptual aspect of our being, of ourselves. It's like a kinesthetic attention. or a space of kind of not knowing with the mind. And we have this innate kind of space where we're this in this kind of non-conceptual flow that we can access and operate from. And we kind of feel most like ourselves when we're there. And so we can unhook from thinking and reside more in this beingness, awareness, openness. Here, there's less psychological suffering. There's less identification with concepts of ourselves or ideas of who we are. Our hearts are more open. We can feel love. We're more connected and curious. It's like operating from a big self versus a small egoic thinking self. And the more and more we can kind of relax back into this wise self and operate from here, it can be a game changer in our lives. And so there's this non-cognitive intelligence here that we can access. Sometimes it can almost feel like we're upgrading to another operating system to kind of unhook from thought a bit, really open to the current moment. And when we're in the self, we feel more centered, calm, light, with a pervasive sense of well-being, confident and open-hearted, greater sense of choice, more interconnected with life. And there's a high price in the adult world for not being connected to our deeper, wiser self enough. Our sense of okayness is at the whim of random people's approval, like some new boss you just get that you didn't even know a few years ago is suddenly dictating like your whole well-being and self-worth. And you're like bouncing along, just ping-ponging off the thoughts and emotional reactions that are being ticked off kind of outside of your control. Yet connecting with our deepest, wisest self, kind of what's aware of thoughts and emotions, is the greatest coping mechanism there ever was. If you feel deeply connected to and resourced by this higher self, you can handle yourself and recover and reset when the world takes wildly unexpected turns or when you're in chronically difficult situations. Our core self somehow gets easily obscured, though, kind of like a full cloud cover not letting in any of the sun's rays. People can spend minutes, hours, days, months, or years of their life disconnected from this true self, and they're just ping-ponging around with all these thoughts and emotions they're not quite in control of. But our inner compass never goes away. It can be hard to decipher and tune into. It's not your fears. It's not your habitual patterns. It's not thinking you're good. It has no sense of time. But there's something hearing these words right now that's feeling the warmth and tingling in the body. Something in you is aware right now. It knows what you need to be happy, truly alive and fulfilled. By connecting with it, you are more aligned with where your life is actually going, following the true track of your life. In any moment, we can remember our true essence. We can come home to our deeper sense of being. We can feel our inherent wholeness. Every fiber of your being is totally welcome and is part of life. It's just thinking that judges that we're not worthy sometimes. And thoughts are just bits of language or images. At times, the self can feel like an active inner leader. And at other times, it can feel like an expansive, boundaryless state of mind. It can feel like I, or at times it can feel like an expansive sense of space or energy, like a no-self state of being. So this deeper, wiser self can feel like a more coherent, active inner leader, or it can be really expansive and boundaryless. And so we can flow between those two states, kind of like a photon of light is both a particle and a wave. It's from this higher self that we can tell if our thoughts and emotional reactions are serving our long-term thriving or some short-term relief. It's from this self we can do inner self-healing. We can make decisions that are aligned with where we want our authentic selves to go. This wise, deepest self is perfectly okay right now in this moment. It's just okay as it is. We can shift our center of gravity and identity from our thoughts, memories, accomplishments, experiences, more to our beingness and awareness of this moment right now. So you have this inner resource way underneath that's always available to you, an inner knowing, your self-essence, a deeper, wiser space in you. Some call it awareness. It's not your thoughts of who you are. It's what's aware of your thoughts of who you are. Are you aware right now? Just asking yourself that question. Am I aware right now? And where do you go to answer that question? We can familiarize ourselves with what our deeper self feels like. When you answer the question, are you aware right now? It's just kind of this clear, like pure attention aspect of ourselves that answers that. It's not really thought. It's like a knowing. That space, if we can linger there long enough, is calm, spacious, intimate, connected. And so it's a practice in life to reside as and true and return to our true self more and more often, to prioritize accessing and living from this wiser place in ourselves, to operate from this clarity and authenticity. We spend our lives identifying with different self-concepts like, I'm a great mom, I'm a failure, God, I'm kind of smart, or ugh, I suck. These are all just thoughts and aren't actual reality. When we identify with one of these thoughts, like a sense of a separate and deficient self, we forget our basic goodness and our awareness. The goodness that's at our deepest nature, who we are prior to concept and thought. This tuning into our core self feels subtle. We can be easily misled by our worries and ruminations. Or we can be easily misled by our good self-concepts and our confidence and our being in control. At the depth of your being, you have insight, self-understanding, acceptance, and stability. Over time, we can develop our ability to know when we're in this more calm, equanimous, centered, creative, curious state. And we can catch, like, when we're too rigidly thinking we're so great because we're kind of capable or in control or a good caretaker. We can get a little rigidly identified with these good aspects of ourselves, or we can get like a little self-defeating or self-blaming and get a little too into believing those self-concepts of ourselves. Really, our deepest, wisest self is a little more humble, vulnerable, kind of not knowing, yet very quietly strong space in ourselves. It's our goodness. It's our humanity. Our wise self is attuned to the rhythms of our own being. It allows us to thaw out. It lets our conditioning melt away, returning to your true nature. Come back to just this simple moment, finding safety at the core of your being, your true home, to lean back, to be held, to bring your attention right here, right now, and be fascinated by this moment. This moment has never happened before. This next word has never happened in this moment, in this way. Just returning to this moment and our true nature in this moment. If you still have a bit to heal from, or if you have a lot of responsibility, or a lot of misattuned others that you're fielding in your day, it might be hard for you to access your wise self. You might not really feel any peace underneath there or your core essence. And that's okay. Just trust that you're never abandoned by life, for you are life. You've just been dealt a hard hand. But your true, wise, lovable, worthy, wise human self is under there, always. It can just be occluded like the eclipse of the sun. Be gentle and kind with yourself. Your true self is waiting patiently. You will connect with her or him or them in time. In truth, you have never left your path. Your path has never left you. It's there underneath your feet. There might just be too much of an eclipse or too much fog to see your path, but it's there. Your unique and quirky journey. Just as the eye cannot see itself, who you really are is what is looking out of your eyes right now. Aware that you are listening to or reading this. You are already whole. You are not diseased. There is clarity and ease underneath there. We can trust in that. So there's this other intelligence, a non-cognitive awareness, this deeper sense of being, our wise self, that we can access to weigh in on our lives. We can still take inputs from our personality, our learnings, our life experiences, our memories. But not any one of those is fully true. Your wise self needs to weigh in as an arbiter. The wise place inside not only sees through your self-blame, worry, and catastrophizing, but can also catch, as I said, when you're a little too identified with being in control or competent or good. And it can catch your biases. You may have been raised to think a group of people are less than, whether you want to or not. You might be unconsciously biased. It's in there a little bit. And from our wise self, we can catch like our assumptions, our knee-jerk reactions, and adjust to a more clear reality. Our learned assumptions are not always objective reality. And yet our higher self can really see things more dispassionately and clearly, including yourself. We all have little T trauma, if not big T trauma, when we were emotionally overwhelmed in an experience and felt really alone, like we couldn't fully share it with someone. We couldn't fully get the comfort and support we needed. As we become more able to bring our deeper, wiser self to these emotional hurts, they can self-heal. Just as the body naturally heals a cut on the arm, accessing our deeper, wiser self can help us feel our adult sturdiness, a resourcefulness, and a safety as we hold these old memories. At the depth of you is a centered, alive, loving, humane, engaged good self. It means well, wants to feel vital, is meaningfully engaged in life, or it wants to be meaningfully engaged in life, to belong, to love, to be productive. It's good. It doesn't want to hurt under other souls way underneath. And as we can relax back into this wise self, your inherent wholeness and goodness, kind of prior to right or wrong, prior to conditioning, you can really sense that natural inherent wholeness is what you are. And so as we come to the end of this talk, just noticing the qualities of your wise self. Like if after listening to this, you feel a little more connected to a little more heartfulness, humanity, a little more spaciousness, a little more resolve or confidence or strength. Just noticing what that feels like in you, your unique wise self. And then to prioritize returning to this in many moments throughout your day. And we're finished.